This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A few weeks ago, we heard from the former military ruler of Pakistan. Pervez Musharraf wants to go home and run for office, even though he could be dragged to court for his past.
Now, certainly in Pakistan, we understand the realities on ground. I do. That there will be some political maneuverings, and for political reasons, the cases may be initiated against me. That is correct. We'll fight those in the courts.
NPR's Julie McCarthy has been asking how easy it would be for this one-time U.S. ally to stage a comeback.
General Musharraf coming home would be like Sisyphus pushing the rock uphill. Apart from possible arrest for treason or an attempt by al-Qaeda to kill him, they've tried before, Musharraf must also win back the political class he alienated, the judges he fired, and the former underlings in the military who believe he disgraced them. Retired Brigadier Javed Hussein says it is impossible for the former general to regain the trust of the army he once ran because it resents him.
Resentful of the fact that he was using the army for his personal purposes to project himself. The army is quite sick of him, and they don't want to be embarrassed.
Nor, say analysts, do the senior and retired brass want to become entangled in all the controversies attached to Musharraf. Investigators this past week sought to question him about the murder of Benazir Bhutto, asking why, despite threats on her life, security was not provided for the former prime minister who was killed in 2007. The same year, Musharraf ordered the bloodiest assault in Islamabad's history, the storming of the Red Mosque, to root out the Islamist militants who had taken it over. Critics say that attack sowed the seeds for the militancy that plagues Pakistan today. Analyst Najim Sethi says memories of all this would haunt Musharraf's return.
The minute he comes back to Pakistan, the two mainstream political parties, the one in government and the one in opposition, would launch all manner of criminal cases against him, and he would have a snowball's chance in hell of surviving. Having said that, both political parties, the mainstream parties, are losing a lot of credibility because of their corruption, inefficiency. And I think in that sense, a vacuum is being created into which Musharraf could conceivably flow.
At the central market in Rawalpindi, cart pushers, vegetable vendors, and shoppers watch prices rise and their incomes fall. And some are nostalgic for the time Musharraf was in power. 33-year-old Malik Wahid owns a toy store.
We're sitting in his toy store and we're asking him what he thinks about a possible return of President Musharraf. He says he supports it. Why?
Musharraf ke door mein karobar bahut acha tha.
You're saying that during the Musharraf time, there was prosperity, there was employment, there was more business going on. Does it trouble you at all that Musharraf was viewed as a dictator?
No,
he says. His tenure was good. But deeper into the stalls, shop owner Sheikh Jabbar is indignant. It's unacceptable for Musharraf to return on the grounds he was a dictator, he says. And that's not all. He got a lot of money from the West, Jabbar says, to fight the Taliban and al-Qaeda. But that money did not benefit Pakistan at all, he says. Musharraf has made much of the response he's received from young people on his Facebook page. But 22-year-old international relations student Raja Kaser notes there is no dislike option on the site and says if there were, it would outnumber the likes 10 to 1.
Yes, I visited his website, all the monotonous stands. But my question is, he has served this country for 10 years. Did he make any remarkable achievement in these 10 years? No. So why should I try him again? No, I will not.
Pakistan has a history of leaders in exile returning home. And Musharraf's former information minister, Sheikh Rashid, says the fortunes of his old boss could improve.
These numbers can change in Pakistan. This is a very emotional nation.
Rashid says no one ever expected the current president, Asif Ali Zardari, the deeply unpopular widower of Benazir Bhutto, to win office. If Zardari can be the president of Pakistan, Rashid says, anything's possible. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.